All right, good evening, everyone. It's a tremendous chus to be here, and it's so beautiful to see such a wonderful turnout, and so beautiful to see fathers getting together and finding a way to actively participate in their daughter's chinuch. I guess getting together to eat meat constitutes involvement in your daughter's chinuch. But Baruch Hashem, it's a wonderful... If only more fathers knew that this was the entry point for the chinuch of their children, I think Baruch Hashem, the matzav and chinuch and klal Yisrael would be much better. But it really is very beautiful to see just the school, a girls' school, bringing fathers together. Because I think for many of us who have daughters, Baruch Hashem, I'm zochet to have daughters of my own as well. And sometimes, especially as our daughters get older, trying to figure out what role we as fathers play in the chinuch of our daughters could sometimes be a little bit tricky. And trying to figure out where we could be value added in the lives of our precious daughters is a very delicate dance. So I want to share with you an incredible idea. I don't know dafka that it's about chinuch of daughters, but I think it's a yisod about chinuch in general that I think could help shape us as parents. Because we know one of the most important things that we often forget in chinuch is, although we outsource so many parts of the chinuch of our children, so all of you here tonight outsource a major component of your daughter's chinuch to Benos Yisrael, which is a wonderful and incredible place to outsource your daughter's chinuch to. And they are very able, shluchim l'makom, to be able to nurture your daughters into the best version of themselves. But still, a parent can never fully abdicate their responsibility and their role. So there's a beautiful insight. In just a couple of weeks, we're going to read in Parashas Truma. Torah is going to talk to us about the creation of the Mishkan. And of course, one of the most dramatic kelim, utensils in the Mishkan, was the Aron. And on top of the Aron, on top of the Ark, the Torah tells us that they're a kruvin. And the pasuk says, Vasisha shnayim kruvim zav. You have to make two kruvim, and they have to be made out of gold. And the Lubina Rav, Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh Livracha, who himself was a gon, not just in Torah, but a gon in chinuch. So Lubina Rav says, quotes the Mechilta. And the Mechilta explains that there's an interesting halacha. By all of the other kelim in the Beis HaMikdash that are supposed to be made out of gold, what happens if you don't have gold? For example, you're supposed to make the shulchan, the table, out of gold. What happens if you don't have gold? So the halacha is, you can make it out of silver. In fact, we know this, interestingly enough, the Gemara brings down that when the Chashmonaim came back to the Beis HaMikdash after defeating the Syrian Greeks, you know, everyone focuses on the fact that there was no oil. Gemara says there was a much more fundamental issue than oil. There was no menorah. So the Gemara actually discusses that in the first year they fashioned the menorah out of their spears, then butts, then tin, then brass, then copper, then silver, then gold, based on Mechilta. Mechilta explains again, if you don't have gold for the menorah, you make it out of silver. You don't have gold for the shulchan, for the mizbeach, you could use whatever the next tier down of precious metals are. But Mechilta raises one exception to this rule, the kruvim. The kruvim cannot be made out of anything other than gold. To the point that the Mechilta says, what if you don't have gold? If you don't have gold, no kruvim. So Lubina Rav asks the obvious kasha. He says, Maishna, so why are the kruvim different than all of the other utensils of the Beis HaMikdash? And I want to quote to you. He says something so beautiful. He says, he quotes the Gemara in Meseches Chagiga. The Gemara says, my kruv, what's a kruv? I'm Rabbi Avo, kiravya. Shekim bebov el korin liyinuka ravya. We know again, the Gemara tells us that the two kruvim, right? We have in English translated as two cherub-like figures. The Gemara explains, they were the images of children. They're the images of children. That's kruvim is kiravya. And the Lubina Rav says something amazing. He says, v'yesh remes kedavar, bedavar. You see, the kruvim represent our children. Placing the kruvim on top of the aron represents the process of being machanech, our children. And the Lubina Rav says, when it comes to chinuch, he says, at the end of the day, ein yotzim yedei chova pitashlumim kitanim. Or in other words, says the Lubina Rav, there's only one standard of chinuch, and that's gold standard. The whole point that the Torah is trying to teach us is that in the chinuch of our children, we can't settle. In the chinuch of our children, we cannot make compromises. In the chinuch of our children, we cannot make accommodations. In any other area of life, sometimes you have to make an accommodation here, you have to make an adjustment here. Sometimes in any other area of life, you know, I want to come up with gold. And we think about this just even in our own ruchnias. Obviously, I strive for a gold standard. But if I can't have gold, I could have silver. And if I can't have silver, I could have brass, I could have copper. But the Lubliner Rav says, when it comes to the chinuch of our children, we have to always strive for gold. We have to always strive for the best. For the Kodesh HaKadoshim. For the holiest of the holy, for the highest of the high. When it comes to our children, it's the one area where we have to try to avoid the temptation of making accommodations and making concessions. We have to always strive for the highest level possible. And of course, when we speak about high level, again, I'm not speaking as an educator, but high level doesn't have to mean academic standards. And high, which I'm sure, again, all those things are intact, but high level means the highest levels of Kiddusha and Tara. That's what we strive for our children more than anything, is to give them a chinuch that is overwhelming and flowing with incredible, beautiful holiness. That doesn't cut spiritual corners. That doesn't just check a bidi eved box. But that teaches them how to become the best version of themselves. But there's one more piece to this, and with this I'll conclude. What's interesting about the Kruvim, Torah tells us, is that it's Pneihem Ish Al Achiv. The Kruvim face each other. And I think herein lies another very important yisod in the chinuch of our children, which is, if you want gold for your children, you have to strive for gold in your own life as well. At the end of the day, a school like Bnos Yisrael, which is Kodesh Kadoshim, just like so many of the beautiful schools in our community. But schools are only one very small part of our children's educational experience and spiritual maturation. We as parents have the ultimate obligation to model for our daughters, to model for our children, what it means to be a Jew, what it means to live a life of Kiddush and Tahara, what it means to be an Eved Hashem. We have to provide a gold standard of chinuch, but at the same time, Pneihem Ish Al Achiv, we have to model that same standard of goldkeit for our children as well. And certainly coming together for a night like tonight, I don't know what the rest of the program is, but I'm sure it's going to be, it's good. Good, Baruch Hashem. I'm sure it's going to be wonderful. And the Chevra Shaft is something wonderful. And the fathers getting involved in their daughter's chinuch is something wonderful. But Chevra, speaking from one father to another father, the most important thing that we could do for our children is to make ourselves the best version of ourselves. To work on ourselves. To push ourselves. Whether it's in tefillah, whether it's in Torah, whether it's in chesed, whether it's in tzedakah, the more gold we are, the more gold we're able to bring out in our children as well. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us all incredible siyata d'shmaya to be able to raise our daughters in a world that often feels so antithetical and so hostile to the very values and core tenets that we believe. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the staying power to stand strong. To stand strong against sometimes the winds of society that seek to push our personal and national vessel off course. Shibzocha to stand strong and to continue to raise our daughters, B'derach Yaakov Saba Kadisha, to raise our children, B'derach of the Avos and the Maos, to continue to partner with incredible partners like Bnos Yisrael, to bring out the best in our girls. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya to find the beautiful goldness within ourselves so that Amir Hashem, we should be zocha to bring it out in our children as well. Thank you and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you.